Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, I want to go to Australia now. Not literally, obviously, and say hello to Tommy Connolly. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, Ryan. How are you?
Are you well today?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks.
You've got quite a story for us because, give us a bit of background to yourself.
I'm 23 at the moment and studying primary teaching full-time. And I do running as a sport, do the 200-metre sprint. And, that's pretty much it. I kind of lived on my own the last few years in Queensland of Australia. And I guess that's about it.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That gives us a pen picture of who you are and what you do, and you sound like a happy sort of bloke, so that's good. Tell me about Katie. Who is Katie?
She is my cousin.
And how did you kind of reconnect with her? To give us a bit of detail on her background.
Yeah, sure. It was a long story, which kind of ended up going pretty viral on the internet. But basically, she is my cousin, and we were really close when we were little kids. And she was my favourite little cousin. If she'd come down for Christmas, because we lived in other states, and then eventually I ended up moving states myself, and then a long time went by, and I hadn't seen her for probably around 10 years. And eventually, I always kind of wondered how she was doing. That I'd heard things that, reports that, she wasn't doing too well, but I had no way to contact her. And eventually I got Facebook back because I had it. I didn't have it for about a year. I just kind of got off it, focused on my training and studies and things. And then when I did get it back, it was a good thing I did, because then she sent me a friend request on Facebook. And as soon as she did, I messaged her straight away and I said, how are you? How's things? Tell me everything. I can't wait to catch up. And then she just basically told me that things weren't too good. She was 32 weeks pregnant, so I only had 8 weeks until the baby was due. And I kind of went into panic mode when I found out that she didn't have anywhere to live, and she had a really long history of just drugs and a lot of bad things that I, ended up finding out reading the reports and everything like that. But basically, I went straight down to get her. She was only a two-hour drive, so that wasn't too bad.
And how old was she at this stage?
Oh, sorry, she just turned 17 at the time, so she was pretty young.
And she was pregnant, homeless, but had access to Facebook, obviously, from at a shelter or wherever she might have been.
Well, that was the hard thing. Not only was she pretty, she wasn't very good at reading or writing or spelling, so it was hard to make out what she was saying, but also she could only contact me if she was with a friend that had a phone with internet, so she'd get on her Facebook and send me a message, so it made things even harder.
Okay, so she was 17, you're 23, and she gets in touch to say, listen, it just worked out badly for me. I can't read. I'm on the streets. I'm about to have a child. I'm not even 18 years old yet. And your initial reaction was, I better go down and look at her and see how she is.
Yeah, well, that's one thing that sometimes people make out like she was basically reaching out to help. I mean, reaching out for help, but it was really her just trying to get in contact with me in general, and then she didn't actually ask me to help. She kind of was just wanted to get in touch just in general, and as soon as I found out how bad things were, I said, I'm coming down, I'm going to get you, and is that what you want? And she said, yes, if that's okay. So I was down there the next chance I had.
And what sort of state was Katie in when you saw her?
Because she's had a long history of traumatic experiences and things like that, she's a pretty tough girl, so for her, she was kind of had the kind of attitude of, I know I need help, but I'm going to be okay, which is a typical, strong girl, but things were not okay at all, and, she really did need the help, and she was definitely appreciative once we started getting things on track, and I was really glad that I was able to help her.
So what were you able to do for her?
It was a step-by-step thing for me. There was a lot of processes I had to go through to make sure that we weren't going to, basically that I was able to take care of her in the right way. And I took her back, and the first thing I wanted to do was get her license, because that was kind of the first step to independence. So when I would go to work, I'd had her studying for the learner's driver's license test, and we ended up getting that on the third try. And then reading and writing in the meantime, just so that she could, it helped with everything. So I made sure that she was improving her reading and writing. And from there, it was just a lot of things in general. She needed to buy clothes. I got her a phone so she could contact me whenever I was at work. And then things for the baby. Obviously, there's a lot of things you need to get for the baby. So we made that a priority too. And we didn't have much time, so it was, we got a lot done in the space of, you know, 8 weeks because it was really rushed. So there was a lot of paperwork we had to get done, and there was a lot of things we needed for the baby. And then, oh, and we had to move houses because the house I had wasn't, it needed to be bigger and everything because we had a baby coming. So we were looking for houses together, and we found one that was, had an extra room and more space. So, and we had to do that around work and university and stuff like that.
I'm exhausted just listening to you, Tommy. You know, I feel, and I'm just taken aback by your. I mean, I'm sure you don't need to or want to hear, but your generosity of spirit. It, at 23 years old, with the world at your feet, this is a lot to take on.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot to take on. At the time, like I have been, a lot of people have been saying that, and it was. But I mean, at the time, I didn't really think of it. I kind of just saw it as. What I say to people is, if you had a good mate that needed somewhere to stay, you'd take him in and you'd give him somewhere to stay and make sure they were okay. And it's basically the same thing, but there was a child on the way and she was family and there was a lot of things we needed to do. So I just wanted to just basically make sure she was okay. And I was glad that I was able to because she wasn't getting the help that she needed. And it didn't really matter what age I was. I just knew that she needed help.
The baby was born on St. Patrick's Day. Don't forget
that. Yes, he was. I definitely have not forgot that. We were both pretty excited that happened. I actually just got my Irish citizenship not too long ago.
Oh,
either,
congratulations.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah, so we were both. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is a cool day to have him on.
And what's his name?
Caden.
Right, okay. And you, tell me about the adoption situation.
Basically, the process was sped up as fast as we could because the only way that she could kind of have the baby was to make sure that she was in appropriate care. Otherwise, you know, there was the risk of losing the child for safety purposes. So we had to make sure that we went through the process of becoming an appropriate, you know, foster parent. And there was lots of steps involved in that. And there was also lots of interviews for me. They had to obviously assess me. So every week there would be someone to do a big assessment on me, not just psychology-wise, but just basically the house, make sure that was appropriate. And, yeah, there was lots of meetings and things like that we had to do, but we got it done in time and, you know, luckily things have been well since he's came.
I don't know. Are you running in the sprinting in the Oceania Games tomorrow for Australia?
Yeah, I'm here now. We just had the opening ceremony, actually.
I think we'll need to get on to the Vatican to have you canonised immediately. I mean, come on, Tommy, we need to give you something. I mean, you're pretty incredible.
Honestly, I never expected it to kind of blow up like this. I just kind of made a Facebook post and it just kind of went viral. I didn't even have many friends on Facebook, but next thing I knew, everyone was talking about it. And I think you'd be surprised how many people have done similar things to me because I've received a lot of messages, especially from, you know, people in Ireland, and they've been all really nice messages. And what we've both realised is that a lot of people are doing things like this. So that's why I don't think it's a massive deal, but okay. I do really appreciate it.
You're very humble, and you've got a lovely way about you, I have to say. And tell me how Katie is. Is she in good shape, good form?
Yeah. I mean, I was a little bit concerned how things would go once the baby got here, but she's just an amazing mum. You know, everything she's been doing has been, you know, just perfect, and she's such a, you know, caring mother, and I'm just really glad that she's taken on the mother role immediately, and she's, you know, I couldn't say anything other than she's just such a good mum, and they're both really happy, so it's really good.
It's quite a story, Tommy. I think you're possibly one of the kindest people I've ever interviewed, and it's been lovely to talk to you. No, really, you're a gentleman.
Thanks, Ryan.
Good luck with the racing, and come and see us if you're ever in Ireland. We'd love to say hello to you on the radio.
Yeah, I will, definitely. And thanks so much for having me.
No, thank you. And good luck with the sprint, by the way. I hope you win something. Or if not, you probably donated to charity, even if you did. But
thanks, Ryan.
Take it easy, Tommy. Thanks for your time today.
Okay, you too. No worries. See ya.